And, you know, and there's a problem. The real problem is Asma Assad, al-Assad, is his wife. She's the problem in all of this because, you know, she was in 2012 featured in Vogue magazine. She's born in the UK, educated in the UK, has been a fashion icon. And, you know, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt hung out with them. They were, you know, dining. And Angelina Jolie, who I think is the ambassador for all children and all things dying at the United Nations. And, you know, where is she denouncing her friend, Asma al-Assad? So now we have to go on this campaign to make sure we've got all the bases covered. This is USA Today. Who do video, apparently.
Into today's cover story, another side to the conflict in Syria, the British-born wife of the Syrian president. Today's Erica Hill has her story. Erica, good morning.
Okay, Erica, good morning. Could you please slander her?
Matt, good morning to you. Asma al-Assad is standing by her man, smiling by his side in recent photos, and she's also inspiring some new comparisons to other famous wives.
But what would that other famous wife be, John? Could you figure the meme out?
Michelle Obama.
No.
Not the kind most people would want.
No.
In pictures, Asma
Ava
al-Assad.
Brown.
No. No, Marie Antoinette.
No.
Yeah.
Appears to be the ultimate first lady. Active in charity work, perfectly styled, well-educated.
But she's really evil underneath.
Evil.
A 2011 Vogue piece called her glamorous, young, and very chic.
And kind of sexy. I'd like to point that out.
The freshest and most magnetic of first ladies.
Magnetic.
Very much into fashion, always looking her best, like to travel. She's also very well educated.
Born in London in 1975 to Syrian parents, Asma al-Assad was raised and educated in England. She worked in banking before quitting in late 2000 to move to Syria and marry President Bashar al-Assad.
Sounds evil to me, John. I think she's a baddie.
Where she settled into charity work. Syria.
Did she say tyranny work? I think she said tyranny work.
Expert Andrew Tabler first met Assad in 2002.
She was always seen as the more reasonable, the kinder, gentler face of a brutal regime.
I'm not going to play the whole thing because it just goes on and on. But it ends up with her being compared to Marie Antoinette. Of course, let them eat cake while my husband slaughters them.
Slaughters our own people.
Slaughter, yes, because, you know.
If you're going to slaughter somebody, slaughter the rebels.
No,
slaughter the people trying to take your country away. Slaughter your own people.
Yes.
Because that makes so much sense.
And I love
it's a great meme.
I love how they always talk about.